love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. I'll keep it short today because we have a big show and tell on Wednesday. A bunch of people come to see a store, and I'm not ready because I'm supposed to demonstrate new things, and they haven't been cooperative with me. But that's, you know, not been cooperative with me. Where does it happen? Oh, yeah, that's right. The institutional church. And anyway, and other people. It is fascinating to me, just real quick. You know, I get the vast majority of my traffic on BitChute. And suddenly I got a bunch on YouTube in the last day or two. And some comments from, well, that should be clear. And one other quick point is I have been in dialogue with others, including my friend Corey in Utah. And he actually interacted with me and engaged me on the video I did. Okay, now I'm getting long here. The video I did to George. It was to George. What was it? Do you wear a mask? From August 2nd. And does the family live in fear? He watched it. It's a long one. And he watched it and he engaged me on it. And it's been an interesting dialogue. And he pointed out a potential flaw on my part. Isn't it fascinating? Mormons, or, you know, I try to show respect to him. He's a Latter-day Saint. They're polytheists. The Christ that they worship is not the Christ of the Bible. They say it is, but it's not. But we understand each other. And we respectfully disagree and show care for each other. And that's fascinating and willing to engage and even correct because, you know, what he said has merit. But anyway, I was going to be short. It's a delight to actually engage in rational dialogue with people who disagree with you. Ad hominem attacks or silence is hate. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you and I love our kids.